Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
4 weeks into the NFL season of 2025. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Noel McGraw. On the other side of the glass, it's Notes from the North. And we'll start in Cleveland from brownzone.com. By the way, all of our guests are brought to you by the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Scott Petrak. And Scott, first of all, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, 1-3 did upset the Packers, which was a pretty significant win a couple of weeks ago. But Schmidt missed another field goal. And old Joe Flacco, you know, we love him around these parts. A couple more turnovers. What's the process moving forward here for Kevin Stefanski at quarterback and maybe with your place-kicking situation?
We could get a quarterback change as early as this week. Stefanski left the door open on Monday. Wouldn't commit to Flacco. I don't know if he's still making a decision or just didn't want to announce it yet. But if it's not this week, it's coming soon unless there's a huge, you know, course correction with the way Flacco's playing. More importantly, the way the offense is playing and the Browns win some games. So I think you'll have that. Now, you mentioned Flacco's turnovers. They've been an issue. They're not all his problem or all his fault. I would say most of them aren't. But when the offense is, you know, scoring 14 points a game and not moving the ball, quarterback's the easiest thing to change.
Hey, Scott, what would be the quarterback rotation?
Yeah. You know what? It would be Dylan Gabriel is your starter.
Mm-hmm.
Stefanski wouldn't go there as far as who his backup would be if he made the change.
Right.
I would think Flacco would be the number two. I don't think they think Shedeur Sanders is ready to be a play away right now. That doesn't mean if Gabriel got hurt that the next full game they wouldn't go to Sanders. But, you know, I think Flacco coming off the bench gives you a chance to win a game. I don't know if they feel that Shedeur Sanders could do that right now.
All right, Scott, how frustrated is it for the defense? Because they're phenomenal, you know, but they're on the field so much and, you know, in short fields and all those types of things. How frustrated is the defense?
Yeah, they're trying to say all the right things. I think there is a level of frustration. I talked to Grant Delp at the safety after the game, and I was like, how hard is it when you keep getting put in these spots? And he's like, it's not easy. And that's just how it's been for this team. You know, you look at that game against the Lions, they gave a long drive early, 65-yard touchdown drive. After that, all the scoring drives were 44 yards or less, and we're talking one was 5 yards, one was 16 yards, one was 20 yards. This defense is not giving up yards. They're still number one in the league in yards, yet they're getting put in terrible spots, and that doesn't include a punt return for a touchdown.
All right, you're in London taking on the Vikings this week. The Browns are, of course, Scott. And look, Minnesota, Gainwell looked like Franco Harris running the ball against Minnesota last week. Judkins looks like a keeper for sure. How do you see this one playing out with a minimal spread, air quotes, of 3.5 in favor of the Vikings here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be low scoring. You know, both teams are dealing with injuries on their offensive line. which affects. So they're going to take advantage of that. I think we're going to see Carson Wentz again. So how explosive can the Vikings be offensively? So I see a low-scoring game. I mean, right now I'm leaning toward Vikings in a tight one, but it could go either way. And all of a sudden the Browns are 2-3 heading to Pittsburgh, and the conversation would shift.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com. Scott, always appreciate your time. Let's go to Cincinnati. Last night, the Bengals lose Monday Night Football to the Denver Broncos. From WKRC, as welcome back to the show, Richard Skinner. And Richard, obviously the Ravens dealing with a ton of injuries, and you got the biggest toe of them all there with Joe Burrow. But what was up with Ja'Marr Chase on the sidelines last night, he and Zach Taylor?
I think he's just frustrated with what they're trying to do offensively at the moment. I think the last two game plans with Jake Browning, the one in Minnesota, they wanted to try not to lose that game and don't turn it over. And guess what they did? They turned it over five times. And then the whole mantra last week was, got to take care of the ball. I got to check it down. I got to throw it away. And Jake was really indecisive. I mean, there were some times he had a chance to let a pass rip, and he just didn't for fear of throwing an interception. I think the only solace would be coming out of this game, knowing kind of how conservative these last two game plans were, is you just got to say, you know what, we got to let the kid rip. I mean, he's going to make mistakes, but we also saw him when he did rip it a couple of years ago, and he did just fine and won us a bunch of games. I think, I don't know why they went to these game plans like they did, but I think it was frustrating for everybody. And part of it, I'll tell you, part of it, the offensive line just really struggles. Orlando Brown's not the player you guys remember. Ted Karras, center, struggling. They started two rookie guards last night, and last year's first-round pick, Amarius Mims, the right tackle, has been very middling to this point. So, it starts up front. I know everyone wants to point the finger at quarterback. It's a big deal Joe Burrow's not playing, but there are a ton of other issues besides quarterback right now.
Richard, where's the hope?
It's a great question. So that was asked of a lot of players in the locker room last night. I think I talked to four or five, and that was kind of the theme of the column was, right, of, you know, what gives you hope? And there wasn't really a definitive answer, like, yeah, we know we can fix this. And, you know, we it was more, we know what we got in this locker room. We've done, well, do you know? I mean, was last night really what this team is? Just a bad team? It may be. You know, Minnesota, I can excuse away five turnovers and a margin of defeat like that. It gets ugly. Last night, they were just bad. I mean, they were outgained by the fourth most yards in franchise history in a single game. They had more penalties, 11, than first downs, 9. I mean, it can't get any uglier than that.
Is the defense better than it was last year?
I thought it was from early in the year, but Cam Taylor-Britt, who's a starting corner, got pulled after 6 snaps last night. Some of it I'll give him a little pass, you know, in the second half of that game, because they stopped the Broncos until really the last drive of the game, was they were on the field so much that they were just out of gas. But I don't think it is. They had no pass rush at all last night. I think they had one quarterback hit, no sacks. They were gouged for a second straight 100-yard rusher. They've been now starting to rotate Logan Wilson and another rookie linebacker, Barrett Carter. They're searching for answers. And 4 games in, I get a lot of coaches will say, you know, we'll know where we are at the end of September. Well, if you know what this team is right now, it's a hot mess.
I mean, we feel your pain, by the way, Richard, going on here in Baltimore. The Ravens at 1-3. But last thing for you, Vinny brought up the defense. Ja'Marr Stewart, how severe is the injury with the kid, the rookie draft pick here?
Yeah, they called it week to week. Couple of weeks ago, I would guess if we see him this week practice tomorrow, it would be in a limited basis, but that would be a good step forward with a chance to play this week. But if we don't see him go tomorrow, I'm going to guess it'll be at least another week before he gets a chance to get back.
It's Richard Skinner, WKRC in Cincinnati. Now let's go to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They're 3-1. They're in first place. They should be taking a victory lap at the end of September. Let's welcome back Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray, appreciate the time as always. First of all, how's Jordan Addison feeling right now, getting caught by a linebacker in what should have been a 99-yard touchdown reception?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that was a tremendous play by Peyton Wilson. And honestly, guys, I think it saved the game. You know, they had to run 3 more plays. They didn't get into the end zone until fourth down there. And running that minute off the clock was really, really important. So one of the best plays I've seen by a Steeler defender in a long, long time. So, yeah, that certainly played into the Steelers hanging on to win that game in Dublin.
Hey, Ray, I thought watching that game, I was so impressed, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, how he kind of controlled that Vikings defense because he was getting rid of that ball so quick.
Yeah, I thought a big thing in that game was staying in second and third and manageable and not allowing Brian Flores to get to his exotic blitz packages. The Vikings love to bring pressure, but, you know, when you're running the ball well, when you're in second and three or third and three, third and two, that makes it a lot easier on the quarterback to execute in those situations. And one other thing about that game, DK Metcalf really struggled to get targets and to be productive in the first three games. They made a concerted effort to get the ball to him early in that game. I think he had 122 of his 126 yards before halftime, including that 80-yard catch and run. So getting DK Metcalf involved certainly helped as well.
Hey, Ray, did Tomlin catch a lot of flack for the clock management in the fourth quarter? I mean, I'm watching that game and I'm saying, what are you doing?
Yeah, to me, there were a couple interesting calls there.
Yes.
I think looking back, he probably wishes he had kicked that field goal to go up by 13 with about, I think there was maybe, there was less than 5 minutes to go in that game. They really didn't have to make it, you know, that interesting. And, you know, he said after the game that, you know, Rodgers and, you know, other guys on the offense talked him into that. And then later in the game, you know, I think they were on their own 45.
Yes.
Fourth and inches. And not only do you punt the ball there, but your punter punts the ball out of the end zone. So you only get like a net of maybe 20 yards or so. And, you know, if not for Nick Herbig getting a pressure and forcing an intentional grounding, you know, the Vikings had a real chance to go down and at least tie that game and send it to overtime. So, yes, he is being criticized. But like you said, they're 3-1. They're up one on the Bengals, who don't have Joe Burrow. And they're up two on the Ravens, who I'm not sure what's going on with Lamar Jackson. But, you know, it seems like he's going to be dealing with that hamstring injury, at least for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For a little while.
All right, Ray, to your point, last thing for you. Handicap the AFC North. We're a month into the season. October is tomorrow. Steelers look at, well, they're on bye this week, but they're looking pretty good, I guess, moving forward.
They are. You keep seeing their odds go up when you look at FanDuel and all those other sites. I mean, to me, you know, if Lamar's okay, I think they're going to be able to outscore people. The defense is probably still an issue there. So the Ravens aren't going to go away. But, you know, the Steelers were a big underdog to be involved in this thing before the season started. At the very least, by going 3-1 before their bye week, they're giving themselves a chance to at least be in the conversation come December with the AFC North.
Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, appreciate the time. That's your notes from the North. Steelers sitting here in first place at the end of the calendar month of September. We'll come back, revisit old Nolan McGraw over here, get your phone calls, report that 583-1057. Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. We'll preview the wild card round of the Major League Baseball playoffs, which start today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.